Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
Are you ready to believe?
No.
No?
I don't know who you are. We just met like half an hour ago, and now you're inviting me to take me somewhere super suspicious. I've heard of scary movies. I know what's going to happen.
Don't you mean you've seen scary movies?
No. They're too scary to watch.
Oh dear. So, what are you going to do then?
I'm sticking to my original plan. I'm going to head to town and see if anyone's seen my brother.
You're going to go into town?
Yes? What's wrong with that?
Well, probably nothing. But here, take this. It wouldn't be fun if you got gobbled up too quickly.
What's that supposed to mean? I just told you I don't watch scary movies.
Yes, but you have heard of them. So I'd put your imagination to the test and get ready for what you're going to witness in town. Goodbye, little mouse. I hope I'll see you again.
Wait, you can't just leave. And what exactly am I supposed to do with this mask?
Jessica! It's been so long!
This is Jessica? Oh my gosh, I didn't think we'd meet so soon.
Did you see how she just blew all the Aswang away with fire? Why are all the people in this park crazy strong?
It's been so long since I've met humans in the park. Hi, I'm Jessica.
Hi, I'm Alina. These are my friends, Drew and June, and obviously, you know, Dog.
Yes, Dog, it's been so long. Where have you been all these years?
You wouldn't believe the adventure I've had.
She's over here.
Oops. Silly me. You'd think after all these years I'd have figured it out by now.
Oh, do you have the same condition as Sam? Loss of sense around creatures or something?
Yes. You know so much. We should chat. It's been a while since I've been to the park. Something tells me you have all the answers.
Well, you know, we really don't know that much. We'd love to know any advice you're willing to give.
Oh, well, like I said, it has been a while, but hopefully I can help. Let's see. The obvious things are stay away from the waters, stay away from the mountains, and stay away from the woods. Wow, this park is pretty dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, we've learned that the hard way.
Next thing you'll tell me is that you've already met Terry.
Well, really?
They were actually just here. You missed them by, like, half an hour.
Well then, you have certainly been busy.
Jessica, I could say the same for you. I also saw Sam, though it was a rather short reunion. Where have you been?
Oh, you know, here and there. I had to adjust to some new changes. But things are looking up, so I'll be back in this park regularly now.
That's great. It could be just like old times.
Well, almost like old times.
Join our group. It may not be the same, but everyone here is really nice.
Dog, I'm not here to play nice. Not anymore. Sorry, that sounded quite rude. Let me clarify. I'm here for business, not pleasure.
Actually,
what
Jessica?
What business is there to do in the park?
Oh, well, I'm sure, as you all know, there's a certain balance that needs to be maintained in the park. Although, maybe you should stick to the little guys for now.
Hey, we would have made it if Cerberus had stayed a little bit longer.
That's unlike Sam, leaving anyone behind.
That's because it was Terry.
Oh, classic Terry.
So how do you all know each other?
You know,
it's a long story. We met in college. Actually, that wasn't long at all, was it? One day we saw Sam disappear in front of our very eyes on some random sidewalk, and we just knew we had to follow him. The rest was history.
Okay, you know what? I think that's enough questions.
When did all that happen? Mm. And what happened from then to now? And
guys!
Oh. Sorry. I got a little too excited.
I'd be happy to tell you everything, but it'd be great if I could have a moment with Dog first. Would that be all right?
Yes. I'd like that.
No problem. We'll just be right over here. Guys.
Ooh, meeting time.
Okay. She seems nice. But something feels off. Do we still think she's the one that attacked the guy in the forum?
Whoa, I think that's a bit of a leap. I mean, we just met her. We can't accuse her of attempted murder. Plus, why would Dog and my brother be friends with someone like that?
That's the question, isn't it?
I don't know. I feel like Jessica is way more willing to give information about the park. Everyone else seems to avoid telling us too much. Like we're still outsiders or something. I mean, at least she seems to understand our curiosity.
Oh, yeah. You know, maybe if we play our cards right, we can get some more information and keep an eye on her at the same time.
Let's ask Dog what she thinks about Jessica. Ooh. What do you guys think they're talking about over there? It looks heated.
What were you thinking, Jessica?
Oh, let's go check on them.
Hey, buddies. Everything okay over here?
Yeah, Dog is just being a bit overbearing of my current situation. It's fine. Nothing she can do about it, anyways. Now, I don't know about everyone else, but it is quite late, or quite early, depending on how you view it. So I'll say my good nights and good mornings here.
Oh, let me give you my number, just in case.
You guys got a lighter in that survivor gear you're all carrying?
We should, yeah.
Just light it. If I'm in the park, I'll notice it.
Dang. When do we get that kind of skill?
Those skills are a monkey's paw at best. It's not something to be impressed by.
Right. Stay safe.
What was all that about, Dog?
What do you mean?
You were so happy to see Jessica, but then you, like, were kind of harsh with her.
I don't agree with any of the recent life choices she's made. I'm sure you've noticed as well, but yeah, she has the same condition as Sam.
Okay. But that still doesn't explain why she was able to produce a freaking flamethrower out of nowhere.
Well, it seems the reason why Jessica is able to do all of those amazing things today is because she's working with a djinn. That's how she's been able to get around the park without being in danger.
A djinn? Is that like making a deal with a devil?
Yes and no. While not all djinns are devils, some devils are djinns. And it's hard to tell what kind of djinn Jessica's consorting with.
But I didn't see any creature with her.
Well, that's because you're not supposed to. The word djinn literally means to hide or adapt. And depending on when and where their story is told, they can do all of that and a whole lot more.
Wait. Djinn. Like genies and stuff? Nice.
Jessica has a genie on her side? Well, no wonder we can't compete.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with our lion dogs.
Well, they're not really genies. At least, not the genies that you're thinking of.
What do you mean?
Where to begin? Well, first, just clear your mind of any ideas that you currently have of genies. It's just a westernized version of the word djinn to help make stories easier to tell, since they come from the East. Because of how varied these stories are, it's best to say that the word djinn, or genies, is a classification, not like a specific creature. Like all the different Oswogs that nearly tried to kill us a little while ago. Depending on when and where the stories are told, as well as if they're from ancient or modern times, they could be in the same category with angels and demons, or a class all their own. Some say that they're just superhumans, who hunt and sleep just like the rest of us, with some added super strength and whatnot. Others say they're vengeful spirits that you need to watch out for, and pray you never have to deal with.
So, where did the current assumptions of djinn come from? Like, the wishes and whatnot?
It's true. There are stories of them granting wishes. But just to be clear, I know I'm hyping djinns to be these dangerous creatures, which they are. But some djinns can be friendly, and some are happy to even help a human out. The issue is that you never know what kind of djinn you're dealing with until it's too late. For example, there was once a poor fisherman who could never seem to catch anything to feed his family or sell at the market. One day, while he was fishing, he finds a sealed jar from Solomon, and inside it is, of course, an ifrit, the worst kind of djinn you can encounter. This djinn had waited for 400 years for someone to free him, and because of that, all that was left was his anger. So instead of granting wishes, he told the fisherman to choose how he would die.
But it's totally not like it was the fisherman's fault that he opened it. It was too late. No way he could have known.
Don't worry, June. I promise this has a happy ending. The fisherman, thinking on his feet, asked to see one last trick before he dies. A sort of mercy, if you will. He asked to see how the djinn could even fit in that tiny bottle in the first place. And the djinn agrees to show him. The minute the djinn returned to the bottle, the fisherman quickly placed the seal back over it so that the djinn was once again stuck.
Wait. Isn't this what happens in Aladdin?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they took some artistic liberties with that movie.
But that's not all. Now that the situation had switched, the djinn pleaded with the fisherman to be released, saying that he would do anything to be free once more.
Wow. That djinn really has no shame, huh?
To be fair, I wouldn't want to be stuck in a jar for 400 years either.
The djinn ends up showing the fisherman a magical pond where he can catch fish and told him to bring those fish to the Sultan for a reward that would change his life forever. Long story short, thanks to the fisherman's quick thinking, both the djinn and the fisherman were able to live happily ever after.
Well, that wasn't too bad.
Well, maybe, depending on how you think of it. He did almost die, after all. Regardless, while Jessica is as smart as that fisherman, one can never be too careful around a djinn. I'm worried she's bitten off more than she can chew. The tables could turn on her at any moment. Even now, people blame mental health issues on djinns just like they do with demons and Christianity.
Well, Jessica's your friend and she seems knowledgeable about the park, so hopefully that means she did her research too.
Hopefully. But Jessica is also the kind of person who will do whatever it takes to win.
You know who that sounds like, Drew? Alina.
Yeah, totally Alina.
Hey!
Totally Alina.
I'll take that as a compliment for now.
Well, regardless, Jessica is right. We've been at the park for a while. We should get out and regroup. Hey, Sam could be here tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the deal we made with Terry.
Then let's go back and get some sleep. Tomorrow's gonna be another long day.
Okay. Finally situated in an inn. I'll take a look around the town tomorrow, but so far I haven't seen anything that Kitsune said to beware of. The town looks completely normal. I mean, got a couple of stairs, but it's probably because I'm the new person in town. Anyways, hopefully that means it'll be easy to find Junyi here. I mean, it's a really small town. Where on earth could he be hiding?
Do you know where the legend of Bigfoot comes from? Or why people leave offerings of beans to the Mothman statue? No? Well, I'll certainly tell you on Myth Monsters. We're a mythical monsters and cryptid podcast that goes up every Thursday, and we talk about how these monsters came to be and how they exist within our modern culture and media to this day. So if you're interested in finding out about Kelpies, Wendigos, unicorns, or Bigfoot himself, tune in to Myth Monsters every Thursday on all streaming platforms, and please, stay spooky.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
So, what do you think?
I can't believe Alina's caused this much chaos in the park just to find me.
She's tenacious, I'll give you that.
And
and so are her friends.
And we confirm this June isn't the June that we know?
Trust me, it's not him. Cerberus would have recognized him, and they didn't. Plus, he's spoken to the creatures. His senses are all intact.
He really did have a twin.
So, what are you going to do? Are you going to see her tomorrow?
Well, it looks like I better return before she causes any more trouble in the park.
You've always had a soft spot for weirdos.
Hey, that includes you too, you know.
I know, I know.